Breaking news from Independence, Oregon. Well, it appears guns really do kill people. This just in from KOIN News 6. Polk County Sheriff's deputies found 19-year-old Gerardo Hernandez Mendoza shot dead Sunday morning after burglarizing at least two homes Saturday evening. Deputies say Mendoza entered and burglarized a farmhouse, stealing several items. He then placed the items behind a barn where he stole a pickup truck belonging to the farm and returned to the home where he burglarized it again, stealing more items, including a shotgun and AR-15 rifle. This is when, according to Detective Williams with the Polk County Sheriff's Department, that the firearms decided to fight back. Police believe that while the thief-turned-kidnapper was not looking, a piece of the shotgun managed to quietly and inconspicuously wedge itself into the trigger guard of the AR-15. While crossing the field, the truck hit a bump, causing the AR-15 to fire once, striking and killing Mendoza. Farm workers found the truck and Mendoza Sunday morning with the engine still running and the truck in drive. Polk County Sheriff Bob Wolf added, "It's unlikely that the shotgun would be charged with the crime, as the shooting was ruled to be in self-defense. The firearms, whose names are not being released due to their age, were returned home, where they're reportedly resting comfortably." As of this broadcast, Vice President Biden has not returned Gun for Hire Radio's calls for comment.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Ladies and gentlemen, a moment of silence, please, for the passing of a great humanitarian and a great leader, Mr. Hugo Chavez.
Yay!
Got ya.
Welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
And, yeah, I like the Oliver Stone, Danny Glover, and Sean Penn get a free punch in the effing eye from me. They're mourning his passing.
Can you believe these idiots? I guess if you want to be, if you want to go through life as a brutal human rights violator, it's best to be a left-leaning liberal dictator. So
yes,
then they'll mourn you and celebrate your life.
Some quick facts. In 1992 or so, he was locked up for being a dissident. In 1993-4, he's released from prison. 1996, he's elected for the first time. He does two terms and change. And when he dies, he's worth $2 billion that they know of.
That they know of, yes.
Okay?
That
so, yeah, he was for the people. He shared in their pain and suffering.
Yes, he was connected to the poor.
I think Stone, Glover, and Penn should move there.
Yes, absolutely.
And
sure,
stay there.
And Jimmy Carter, too. He can maybe go build some houses down in Venezuela.
Good. Oh, yeah, Carter talked about it, too, that he was a good leader.
Oh, he was
great. Because Carter would know a good leader when he sees one. You know, I got emails from last week's show praising Abby Knappen for being on the show.
What a great kid.
And I got emails from people saying that she should be on every week because they could let their children listen to the show because I didn't have a potty mouth. So it was good.
On air, anyway.
I have some fan mail for Abby we're going to read on the air later on.
Yes.
And before we get too into the show, if you've gotten your election ballots for the NRA Board of Directors, Gun for Hire, Gun for Hire Radio, Anthony Calandra, the NRA Board of Director recommendations is Tom King, Joel Friedman, Lance Olson, James Porter, and Sandy Frohman, five people that need your help that I picked out that I like. And remember to bullet vote. Don't vote for 25 directors. Only vote for five. Make your vote count. The Nugents and stuff like that, they don't need our help, the rock stars. They're going to get 150 bajillion votes. These are the people that I feel that need our help that are fighting on the front lines of the Second Amendment. So please, it's also listed on the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page if you want that information.
Very good.
Sandy, what do you think? We have a state representative, Representative Leonard Lance, and he announced a bill to expand mental health services to curb gun violence as opposed to, you know, banning more guns. and you feel it's a double-edged sword. Sword.
I've got
Is it sword or sword?
It depends on what part of the
like
country
cool,
you're from.
Like Cool Wheep.
Cool Wheep.
Right? Or Will Wheaton. No?
We were watching Quick Draw McGraw in the break just before the show.
With Baba Louie?
With Baba Louie. And you realize you couldn't put that on
no.
anymore.
What was the dog
draw? Quick Draw had a, what was his name? Oh, now I forget.
Ruffles, Nuffles,
something
like that.
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffles.
Snuffles. Snuffles the dogs. Yeah. That was the one who used to float up when you gave him a biscuit.
A biscuit. Yeah. I do that when you give me a biscuit, too.
That's true. I do the same. Only mine has to be vanilla ice cream flavored. And then I'm good.
So what do you think of this whole Lance thing?
I've got mixed emotions about
Explain to me.
Well, you know, if when you start using mental health, number one, $100 million being dedicated for this particular thing, of which every state gets $2 million, where the hell are we getting all this money to begin with? Number two.
We print it, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do print it.
All right, so what's the problem?
Which is one of the issues. Number two is I've always been a big believer that you can use mental health and health care to remove the rights, you know, Second Amendment rights from everyone. Because all you need to do is get someone to say that, to write the policy that says that, oh, well, if you're taking this particular drug or that particular drug, you're no longer stable. And now we have our rights dictated to us by some quote, and I'm making air quotes here, professional. No, they're God-given rights. There's nothing there about, you know, mama may I. Unfortunately.
Yes.
So, I like the fact that he's not going after magazine capacity, but I don't know. It's just another, to me, it's just another
slippery slope.
Yes. It's a slippery slope and another grandstanding politician.
You know, New Jersey, it's really, really getting hard to do anything. They want to ban everything around us. While we're on the New Jersey area, before we go out of state, I just want to laugh again. This is too funny, but King Mike in New York.
Oh, it's great.
Now he's banning headphones.
Headphones, yeah. Did you see the quote, though? No, seriously. He said, you know, these newfangled music machines, and I'm this is a quote, music machines.
I mean, like a Victrola.
Like a Victrola. Hey, Edison, thanks for weighing in.
So now he's going after the noise level for earbuds.
Yes,
which,
he is.
King Mike, that's a parent's responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay?
Or, you know... We should be responsible for our own health and well-being, but we're getting more and more like the UK every day.
You know, I don't get much out of my element because, you know, being gun and pro-2A, most people are like-minded, like-thinking, but I haven't run into anybody anywhere that thinks King Mike is good. So who voted for him?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, he bought a lot of votes. But see, you're in your element, and then this is the only time I'm in a pro-2A element. And I tell you, there's a lot of people who think it's, but they can't make the, you know, they cannot make the connections that this guy is stripping away. He literally is a tyrant, but it's happening everywhere. It's just something that's going on in New York now, and this is going to carry across the country. You know, we always talk about what happens in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
Correct.
And there was that one town, what was it? Just recently, was it Maplewood who came up with another, or it was someplace in Somerset County that came up with another support that New Jersey gun laws should become the laws of the nation because we have such a great...
That's why you people that are listening from out of state need to support us.
Yeah. If we lose the battle here, you're losing it right in Iowa.
We're on our last leg.
Yes, we sure are.
And, you know... The New York Supreme Court right now is challenging the validity of Harpo Cuomo's laws.
Yeah, I love that Harpo Cuomo.
Harpo, everybody likes that. They're questioning the legality and if it's an infringement on the Constitution and if it was against the law to ramrod them through. And the pimp that he is, he's already acquiesced to allow movie studios and stuff to film and have assault weapons. But he also has hinted that he would agree to go back to 10-round magazine, which was already New York anyway.
Yeah, that was already.
I guess enough people must have told him from both sides of the aisle how stupid it was to go with 7.
Yeah, yeah. Because you don't need 10 bullets to kill a deer.
Could you imagine getting gun instruction advice from Harpo Cuomo and Crazy Joe Biden.
Oh, no. Hey, you know, you ought to consider taking their applications for hire.
No. No.
I'll be back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Attorney General Eric Holder, an oldie but a goodie. He still believes that, don't you think?
Eric Holder also said that with the drones, it would be acceptable to shoot on our own citizens.
Of course. Yes, he refused to say that it was actually a violation of the Constitution, which he knows nothing about, apparently.
Well, why would he know anything about the Constitution?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like our president used to teach constitutional law.
The only president of the Harvard Law Review who never wrote an article for the Harvard Law Review. Okay? The Harvard Law Review who never wrote an article for the Harvard Law Review. Okay. What was the trophy he won? Not the Pulitzer Prize. What was it?
The Nobel Peace Prize.
For what?
For nothing. For what he was gonna do. Of course. You know,
volunteer tours through the White House because of this self-inflicted sequester.
Yes.
Why doesn't he ban his golf trips?
Well, yeah.
Weezy can stop going to Europe a couple of times a month shopping, okay?
Well, if you also stop and think why we needed to spend $52 million on new TSA uniforms.
From Mexico.
Yes, exactly. There are no U.S. manufacturers of uniforms, apparently. No. Why would you do that?
Mexico, they're made with straw and hay.
And cocaine fibers, yes.
The warning label on the Mexican uniforms say not to be worn.
Not to be But they're snazzy. We need them.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of TSA, the TSA is allowing knives.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
you can bring a Swiss Army knife on.
Now you don't have to leave your tool belt at home.
I love this. And golf clubs. I love it.
So we're going to have a bunch of... Now, they didn't say how many knives you could have, right? There's no limit.
You're pushing it now. But, you know, they're going to let you on with a little Swiss Army knife, which is kind of cool. I guess nail clippers will be next, you know.
Right.
But the gun rabbi sent me that link. And what did he write? He says, you know, Florida bill... No, that's not it. He goes, with the with the flight attendants. He goes, but of course, we could just look for suspicious-looking people and stop with this all this idiocy. That would be racial profiling.
That's right. What's wrong with you, Rabbi?
Okay, come on, Rabbi. We can't go over after people that look suspicious. I'm a racist now.
The guy carrying the Lars rocket on his shoulder. No, you can't profile him.
So, but yeah, they're allowing. So they've loosened it up. Meanwhile, you can't fly with toothpaste. But you can bring a Swiss Army knife on and a 6 7/8-inch long screwdriver.
Yes, exactly.
And my whole set. Planes are tight now. Imagine bringing your whole set of golf. All you need is one golf club.
That's
you know
all you
what
really
I mean?
Need.
You know what I can do on a plane? They're saying that they can allow it now because the cabins, the pilot's cabin, what's that called? The cockpit is hardened. So even if terrorists did something, the pilot can still land the plane, and then the air marshals come in and find 160 people dead from a golf club injury or Swiss Army knife lacerations, I guess. So I guess when you look at it that way, it seems a little better.
But if you stop and think about it, Ann, if they did allow Swiss Army knives, and if everybody had to have a Swiss Army knife or a little pocket knife, nobody could have stolen planes with box cutters.
This is true.
And gotten away with it.
You know what, Sandy? That happened under a different premise because most people thought it was a routine hijacking.
You know, just going to go to Cuba and have a sandwich.
Yeah, they didn't think that they were going to be used as the murderous tool themselves.
Yes, correct.
Hey, a quick thank you to new NRA instructor Jeff Urbach. Jeffrey sent me a book called Gun Guys, A Road Trip by Dan Baum, and he's a Jersey guy who took this trip to hang out with gun people. And Jeff sends this to me. He goes, enjoy the gift. This book could have been written by me, a nice Jewish liberal Democrat who happens to be pro-2A. It was just released yesterday. Enjoy. Thank you very much, Jeffrey. Jeffrey's a real enigma when he takes the classes because we get a lot of people like that who are pro-2A, but they're liberal in many of their other views. And that's why sometimes we have to be careful with the L word. I'd much rather use socialist or progressive when I'm talking about it because some people who are liberal tend to be libertarians, and they want to be left alone also. But
right, correct.
I'm sorry you have to suffer with the rest of the crowd, Jeffrey, but we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we are in a lot of trouble.
And this sequester thing, this whole thing was created by the administration to pressure the Democrats.
You know my thoughts on that.
The Republicans are being pressured because the cutbacks, they're selectively. They released 1,000 illegals.
Right.
And then we sent $250 million to Egypt.
Right. And we have all department heads and I still have a lot of friends in the government. We have a lot of department heads who are getting internal memos to say, make sure these cuts hurt.
Yes.
You can't.
I say keep them coming and keep and freeze them.
Shut the damn government down.
We don't need them.
We wouldn't know. You know? I mean, it's not like I had to drive over bodies on the way. You know, although, the illustrious leader predicted that we would have to do that. Traffic lights wouldn't be working, airplanes falling out of the sky, that type of thing. But, wow, it didn't happen, did it?
It did not happen.
2% cut. A 2% cut. If you had to do a 2% cut in your budget at home, surprise, surprise. But according to most of the folks in Washington, it's not like that, Joe Biden says. No, it's not like, at home. Where
let me tell you something.
Countries are different, says Mike Bloomberg.
Let me tell you something right now, that this is all being fabricated, and we could do a 40% cut, and we would still be fine.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, positively. I don't want to hear any shit.
No, how many turtle tunnels do we need? Seriously. I mean, we can do without it.
We didn't cut back on making domestic drones, did we?
No, we didn't, actually. And we did not cut back on the 2,700, count them, 2,700 armored vehicles.
Yeah, what are those for, Sandy?
I don't know, Ant. What would you use an armored vehicle for in Homeland Security? Oh, I guess it's probably to carry that 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition they just ordered, too. In Homeland Security. The Homeland.
That's all?
Yeah. 1.6 billion. That's why we can't get ammo.
You can't get 9mm. You can't get 223, 22 long rifle. Ammo is almost non-existent. It was bad the first time Obama got elected. The re-election, the new town, Hurricane Sandy, the state of our country economically, our standing with foreign countries and everything. People are buying ammo, and the government is right up there buying the ammo, too.
And the government gets first priority, then comes the police department, then us.
I'm not a tinfoil hat guy for the most part, but something's up.
Something's definitely
up. And it's coming soon to a theater near you.
Yes, it's happening.
And I should just do like the president. Let's golf.
Yeah, we should just do that.
Let's hire Tiger Woods and Butch Harmon and go out and golf.
Well, hey, everything's better. The stock market hit an all-time high last week. Yay! Let me tell you. George Soros and Warren Buffett dumped all their stock in American companies. I wonder why.
Because they know it's coming.
Yes, they do.
They know it's coming, and it's going to hit hard. Your dollar is going to be worth about 14 cents when it's all over.
You're lucky.
And, you know, if I was Danny Glover, Stone, and Sean Penn, I'd get my asses over to Venezuela now and stay there.
Just absolutely stay there.
But meanwhile, the Castros are still taking in Cuba, huh?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Is it because I want their cigars?
It's probably.
They're spiting me, and they're living to be 100.
Yep, they're absolutely.
It's amazing.
You know, Hugo Chavez, I mean, he still insists now, so does his vice president, who is probably just as stupid as Joe Biden, has suggested that the Americans gave him cancer, you know.
I know that. And also, he would probably still be alive if he had come to America for his cancer treatment.
You think?
Okay, because in Cuba they used a witch doctor. They burned the ginger root and they ate
eye of newt. Cutting edge shit, man. This is cutting edge medicine.
Yeah, eye of newt.
You poo poo the wrong thing.
Yep.
I mean, it's just those worry beads are, you know.
Worry beads.
They're just the great
thing. They made them hold a stone.
How's that working out, Hugo? For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
How come it's always just a few telling everybody else what to do?
What does Knappen call her? Diane Feinstein? Yes.
Feinstein. Are we back yet?
Yes, we're back.
I was totally unprepared for that.
All right, wait. We're back.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. I got some toy.
You got another toy? What do you got? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Put that away. Switchblades are illegal.
This is not a switchblade.
Oh, what is it?
It goes straight
it's out
up.
The front. Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's a Benchmade Infidel.
Yes.
It ain't for looking. It's for killing. This segment of,
I won't be one of them.
You ain't getting it.
All right.
This segment of Gun for Hire Radio is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
WaldorfChiro.com.
Dr. Eric Waldorf, good friend and family member. Karen, his wife. He's got 2 boys. He has a great practice. pro 2A guy. I recommend that you pimp him out to all your friends and family.
Yep.
Waldorf Chiropractic, waldorfchiro.com in Bridgewater. Again, he's got the stones to support our show. Show your support.
Yes.
Pass the word. Go in, mention Gun for Hire Radio, get a free evaluation, a free thermal scan, and he will take care of you. Please tell him we sent you. We really appreciate the support.
And just thank him for supporting the show. And we never ask you to do anything, but we're going to ask you to do two things. Number one,
doce.
We want everybody, this is very, very critical times we're living in right now, and we need, you guys have sent us emails all the time. Thank you for all the truth that you're bringing to us. We need to reach more people. So if each one of you would just reach out and touch one other person every single week and get that person listening to Gun for Hire Radio, at least it's a source of the truth. I think we passed a milestone last Wednesday when during the filibuster with Rand Paul, and none of the mainstream media at all covered it. They have now proven the fact that they are just toast.
Government media.
Yep. And the only people who covered it was new media. New media rules, guys. That's why we need as many listeners as we can bring to the table.
Because we're it.
We're it, baby.
We're it. I mean, we're I could do this with paper. Hold on. Like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
No. Seriously, get everybody listening to the thing. And the second thing you can do for us is to try to reach out to the people that we think should be sponsoring the show, which would be Henry Arms. They're a New Jersey manufacturer of the Henry rifle, a fantastic rifle. Anthony Imperato, if you could call.
Great guy.
Yes, great, great guy.
Send him an email, call
him.
He's just scared
because he's afraid that we're a little too edgy. And you guys know us, and you've seen us now for 2 years. Please reach out to him. His phone number is area code 201-858-4400.
Yes.
Just tell him, please sponsor Gun for Hire Radio, and tell him you would love him to do that. And join in with the 1 million listeners every single week,
you know,
who tune into the show.
What's going on with Bloomberg in Missouri with, what's his name, Daniel Webster?
Let me tell you, Ant, Missouri.
Missouri,
Florida, and Colorado are the left battleground states.
How'd this happen?
This is what I want to know. Look, guys out there, what is going on? What's in the water out there? There's way too many progressives who moved in. Soros money, if you track Soros money, it is going to Missouri, Colorado, and Florida.
Why though?
It's because, and think about this, if I can turn around and say, well, look at it now, Colorado is one of those states that the old West, if they can see sense in these common sense gun laws, then they should be good for everyone. And unfortunately, you've got most of the progressives who moved all in from California to places like Boulder and places like Denver that are weighing the state. They're doing the same thing.
Dirty
with the state
hippies.
Of Texas. Yes.
Dirty hippies.
Birkenstock
and, you know,
wearing.
And how did Bloomberg get behind this, you know?
Well, Bloomberg, look at the guy who testified in Missouri. In fact,
Missouri.
It was his name, sadly, is Daniel Webster, and Dr. Webster is a professor at the Bloomberg College of Public Health in Johns Hopkins University. Interesting, isn't it, how he's anti-gun and says that, you know, the guns are bad.
You know, I'm looking at this picture of King Mike, and if he was my cellmate, I'd like to see him like in clogs, Daisy Dukes, and like a halter shirt tied at the belly button. What do you think?
I think he wears it on Saturday, but I'm just speculation. Just speculation.
And maybe make him do the famous shoe dance from the Pee Wee Herman movie. No, while we're shooting at his feet with my earbuds on, drinking a fucking big gulp with trans fat. fat foods and putting and salt on it.
Yeah, and some salty Big Mac fries.
And some formula. Anyway. Mm.
Right.
No, I want breast milk.
Did you see what they're doing now? They've outlawed all the cups. Dunkin' Donuts had to put an entire billboard up now explaining this new law. But it's okay. You can have large drinks as long as they've got that wonderful substance, alcohol, in them. So the bars
are completely exempt. Alcohol could be a 40-ouncer.
40-ouncer, no problem at all.
How about the... anyway, I'm just picturing them in a Daisy Dukes with the clogs and the halter top tied at the waist.
Burned into my brain.
Above his belly button. You know, put a little makeup on him. Maybe some big hoop earrings.
That'd be great.
I'm thinking of that movie Tu Wong Fu or whatever it was from way back with the guy from Dirty Dancing. I can't remember. Patrick Swayze. And what was his name? The black dude. Oh, shit. Can I say black dude? Yeah, otherwise Angel would come slap me in the head. Who's the dude that went to prison for tax evasion? He did the vampire movies and shit.
I can't remember.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. He went to prison for tax evasion?
Yeah. $14 million or something small like that. Yeah. Well, now they'll move. They'll all move to Europe and Russia, like Gerard Depardieu. They'll all move out, and they'll go to some commies. Talk about moving out. Wasn't Florida used to be pretty pro-gun with the carry permission, right?
Used to be.
We have a Florida state senator, Audrey Gibson.
This is great.
She wants to pass legislation that anybody that buys ammo has to take an anger management class. Okay?
Wow.
We can't listen. We are under attack everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I want to talk about this when we come back, Sandy, because you're el doctor. I want to talk to you about this.
I think that Florida congresswomen should undergo psychiatric evaluation.
No, how about an IQ test? Barely a double digit.
Ooh, she's in Maxine Waters territory now.
Yes.
Be right back.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
The Second Amendment, it is absurd. People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country.
Please take a moment to call Anthony Imperato at Henry Rifles at area code 201-858-4400 and urge him to sponsor Gun for Hire Radio.
And speaking of Maxine Waters, did you hear, Anthony, that she said the sequester would cost us 170 million jobs? Interesting, because there are only 150 million people working.
Well, because she's dumb.
This is the same woman who thinks that we landed on Mars.
She's dumb.
Yes.
But this woman.
But she's a congresswoman.
This woman, Audrey Gibson, She's concerned with citizens stockpiling ammunition. Mind your business. I'm looking at her picture. We don't tell you how much freaking lipstick you have stockpiled or hair gel. Holy shit. She could have been the Joker in the last Batman movie.
Nice.
But we're not telling her that. She says says the bill is not accusatory towards gun and ammunition owners. No. I have to go for it. Well, I'm talking angrily now.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I have to go for a test because I want to buy ammo. A level-headed person like me that's always in the middle,
in control, yes.
Warm. I'm always warm. The doctor says never get hot, never get cold, stay warm. Yeah. I'm warm. So I'm talking while I'm warm here now. What is her concept? Why does the government need to know stockpiling ammunition? Define stockpiling ammunition. She dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so anger management to buy ammo.
Should we have anger management classes too for the Fourth Amendment? You know, just in case somebody kicks in our door in the middle of the night, that we're polite.
Like happened to our friend in Jersey City that Knappen talked about. I got a lot of emails on that. People were glad that they talked about it. The kids out on the street, and we haven't heard yet. You know, I read in the gun forums, everybody made a billion assumptions. Some of them listened to the show. Some people were so lazy, they didn't want to listen to the show. They marked at what timestamp that particular part started.
Oh, come on.
So that they could listen to it, but that's okay. But
Well,
leave them alone. We don't want them listening then.
No, all right. So stop listening.
Some people you can't learn.
Yeah, yeah.
But Knappen spoke as much as he could speak, and then there's 87 pages on the various forums debating, you know, coulda, shoulda, and woulda. Let's wait and see what Evan does with this, obviously, whether it's illegal search and seizure or whatever the case may be. But I'm just glad that he was on his team and he managed to get him out.
Why should any of our rights be protected anymore? We're sitting around. We cannot take this crap anymore, Ant.
Well, I'm going to talk about not taking the crap. All of you people, females that listen to the show, that you have anybody, a male that has a mother, a sister, a daughter.
Yep.
Are we not tired of this onslaught? Tell your women to puke. Tell your women it's the rapist's fault. Pretend you have your period. Crap on the guy. Urinate on the guy. Tell him you have AIDS. Tell him you have hepatitis. It's your fault. Watch the way you dress. Remember that back in the day they used to say women were asking for it because it was the way they dressed. That's what they're telling you now.
Yep.
That your right to self to protect yourself is no longer a right.
Except this is coming from the progressive side who said that women's rights issues were the most important thing.
This is coming from the same people that told us we could do whatever we want. They're trying to take our headphones away.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. The Democrats would say it's a woman's right to choose. Your body is your body, except when it comes to someone sexually assaulting, raping, or killing you.
Just tell them not to do it, Ant. Just tell them not to do it. It's fine. That's the newest one.
Did you see? How about the Democratic strategist, the woman that was on Hannity?
Idiot.
She said that we should tell women don't need guns for self-defense. Just tell men not to rape women.
Yeah, because if you educate the young men not to rape, they won't do that. How did that work out in Aurora, Colorado? Would you just say, don't shoot everybody?
So what is she? Where does she get this from?
She's an idiot.
How about the other one, the congressman or senator in Colorado that told the woman that got raped? She was a violent rape victim. Yep. He told her, "Well, statistics are against you. It would have happened
that was
anyway,
a woman
whether you have." Oh,
who
yeah, I'm sorry,
said
woman.
That. How,
what audacity
that
and
was
what
a
nerve
woman.
To talk that way? The hypocrisy breaks my.
But, Ant, it's coming from both sides of the aisle, too, because the imbecile Republican, and I'm making those things because you know I hate Republicans as much as I hate Democrats, that the Republican said to her, "We are not here to worry about your self-protection. We are here to make sure that the people on the campus are not offended by you carrying a weapon."
Yeah, I know.
Because we're hurt, their feelings were upset. And this is what they're concerned with, the feelings of people. So it's you should just be raped. This was the woman who was raped 50 feet away from the campus police department's front freaking door.
You know, for years the Democrats said for women, it's your body, you're empowered, you could work, you could be in the military, you could vote, you could drive, you could do this, you could do that. But you're not going to be able to take care of your own defense.
Correct. Correct.
Okay?
Yes. We're no longer able to take care of our own defense. We are turning into Britain. And you see what happens in Britain. You have to stand around and wait. They watch people drown to death because someone phoned for the authorities.
It's amazing.
It absolutely is amazing.
Nobody wants to get involved. And you know, ladies out there, there's a good chance if someone's attacking you, no one's going to come to your aid.
Absolutely. Guaranteed.
And everybody will say guaranteed. Everybody else thought they called 911.
Right.
What happened with your girl in New York? What's her name? Kitty Genovese. Nobody even called the cops.
Yep. People don't realize Kitty Genovese is, what was that about? No, it's got to be at least 30 years.
I think it's 40 years now, Sandy. Yeah. You want to just give him, I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to cold cock Sandy because I know he studied that case a little bit. But tell everybody what happened to Kitty Genovese.
Well, she was on her way home from work. She worked as a bartender, and she was on her way home from work in a very nice part of Queens, New York, Middle Village, Queens, which if you Google it, it looks like a little hometown. She was attacked and accosted and murdered, brutally murdered, calling out for help for hours while people sat and listened and did nothing.
Gazed out their windows, listened to her howls and call for help. Yep. After she was raped and savagely beaten, she walked from one storefront to another, collapsed.
Right.
Just Google Kitty Genovese, yep. KITTYGENOVESE. And, you know, it's like this syndrome, you know, where people just everybody froze up. And that's what happens today. And, you know, you guys teach your women in your life how to defend themselves and F what these progressives and these socialists tell you.
Fight like hell. Do not give in to it. Fight like hell.
When things get real rough and push comes to shove, strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds downrange between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And be sure it's the real Lipstick Bodyguard, 100% made in the USA, formulated to exacting specifications for maximum knockdown power, and 100% compliant with stringent New Jersey laws, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Available at lipstickbodyguard.com.
You know, we were talking about Kitty Genovese before and about nobody coming to your aid, and I go back to a seminar I took with you when I learned the refuse to be a victim. Took as an instructor, and actually reminded me because you're having one of those again today.
Yes.
But you talk a lot about that fact that everybody thinks that someone else has already called 911, so nobody does it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And especially, well, some people don't want to be bothered calling 911 because they're texting.
Yeah, right.
Or they're listening to music on their phone. And it's doing really none of their business.
Right.
Today we're taught it's none of your business. The government's going to help you for everything.
The government's here to help you, and the police will come and help you,
which is bullshit. But I just want to stop and interject a second. This segment is brought to you by Get Out Safe New Jersey in Whippany, Frank DeMayo. The website is survivalequipmentnj.com. His Facebook page is Get Out Safe NJ. Check him out. He has a great store, custom tailored to everything you could ever want. You should have something in your car. Like, we get these storm alerts where everybody, you run to the store and you buy the French toast, right, Sandy?
Yep, it's a French toast emergency. Bread, milk, and eggs.
Everybody buys bread, milk, and eggs. They forget the maple syrup. Yeah. Or as they call it today, table syrup, which means table it has syrup. No maple at all. But you should all have an emergency bag in the trunk of your car.
Yes.
Which is very, very important to think about. And in case you get stuck, a space blanket and some energy bars or can't get home. And Frank sells those, and they make great gifts.
Absolutely.
And they're very economical. And you should have one at work, and you should have one at home. And it's just a good thing to have. Go and check it out at getoutsafenj.com. And also survivalequipmentnj.com, and check out his Facebook page.
And he's also got that Wise Food that has a 25-year shelf life. And let me tell you something, with the stock market ready to plunge, and it's gonna, and I am not a financial advisor, so I can't say this on the radio, so don't listen to what I'm telling you to do. But if it were me, I'd get my money the hell out of my 401k and buy food, because you can eat food, where if the dollar plummets the way it's supposed to, you can't eat that.
In response to the hit guest, Abby Knappen, at all of 11 years old,
she's great.
I got an email from Evan. Anthony, Abby wore her Gun for Hire shirt to school. Her teachers liked it, and they want one. The difference between New Hampshire and New Jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
I sent Evan an email after the show. I just had to say to him, we know Evan, and we know what he's done to get his kids out of New Jersey. This guy has to commute back and forth from New Hampshire to New Jersey to run his law practice here in New Jersey.
Correct.
And he was willing to do that because he saw the threat that was happening. He would not raise his kids in this environment.
Correct.
And I have to laud him up and down. It's just an amazing thing.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
Great kids.
So listen to a few letters from John Edeen. Just listen to episode 92. Well done. Abby is a hit. On a serious note, we need to scream from the rooftops about this 1.6 billion round ammo cachet that Homeland Security has in New Mexico.
Yeah.
There is only one purpose for this amount of ammo, and that is to use it against the citizenry. It is a clear and present danger to our freedom and survival as a free people. Well, John, we know we covered that, so we have to keep building ammo also, because
we can't get it, though.
Well, you can get it in dribs and drabs. Yes, right. Dribs and drabs. I got another one from Crazy Ron Sousa, or Luna might have written that, his dog. Since, according to Dad, rifles can legally be carried around in vehicles in New Jersey, I thought about keeping a Kel-Tec Sub-2000 in the extra cup holder. This was a question from Ron to Abby. I sent it to Evan. Him and Abby are going to answer it. And because the Sub-2000 uses pistol magazines, can we legally carry a loaded but folded Sub-2000 in New Jersey? Can we carry loaded magazines for the Sub-2000? And if we don't have pistols that use the same magazine in a car at the same time? And he also wrote, P.S. Abby Knappen for president. I got another one from a great supporter who's also coming up with a show, John Willett, that's going to be doing something. And he wrote, hi, Anthony, great episode. Abby was awesome, and I always like hearing from Evan. By the way, really like the reference to the Rifleman Creed. Remember, Abby, is my gun.
Right,
this is
right.
She wrote, it isn't just for the movies either. It was written by Marine Corps Major General in World War II and has been part of the Marine Corps' basic training for decades. John served proudly in the Marine Corps, obviously, that tells. And the last letter was from Bob Petty, another big supporter. He wrote, on last Sunday's show, I for some reason remember today that you had asked Abby why the phrase "shall not be infringed" was only mentioned once in the U.S. Constitution. So I'm sitting here right now sucking on my breathing machine. He has some respiratory problems. And it comes into my head, it's only mentioned once because that's it, period. No discussion, no clarification.
Yep.
Same as the word no when you say it to your kid. No discussion, no clarification. Thanks for the show. Helps me keep my brain from gaining weight. Laugh out loud. See you soon, Bob. I got one more from Tony Gallo. Guys, I love your show and listen to it on my iPhone, on my car stereo. Thank you. What I wanted to say is that our politicians have short-term memory and forget that we were invaded twice in the last 200 years. Once by the British in the War of 1812 when Madison was president and they burned the White House down, and then by the Japanese in 1942 in the Aleutian Islands. Keep up the good work, Tony Gallo.
And then once more, Tony, on September 11th.
And September 11th would be the biggest and most recent one. Yeah. But can't happen here.
No, of course not.
Did you see the thing on the Holocaust with the death camps? They originally thought there was 7,000 death camps in Germany. And these two college professors and writers decided to go to Eastern Europe and track all the death camps. 45,000 death camps.
Oh, my goodness. No, in I Germany. Didn't see that.
A lot of them were smaller death camps. They couldn't believe it. 45,000 death camps. And we have deniers out there that say it can't happen. And when you tell people after registration comes confiscation, and then after that you're enslaved, they don't want to hear it. F you who disagrees with me in that.
Right.
You know what? I'd rather have my gun and not need it than not have it and need it.
Absolutely. All right?
You're not taking my gun away. It's the criminal stupid. It's the evil people. It's the Adam Lanzas out there. You know, the handgun hasn't changed. This comes from a friend of mine named Tom. The gun hasn't changed in hundreds of years. What's changed?
Right. Exactly.
Our society.
Exactly.
Our society has changed. I talk to people all the time where they grew up with guns in a house and in school and this and that, and there was never a problem. So what has changed?
We both did. We didn't have these shootings ever happen.
So what has changed? The morality in our country has changed. The progressives, they want that. Listen, I'm not a homophobe. If you want to be married and you're gay, like we said, they should share in our misery.
Absolutely.
Which is fine, you know, but I don't want to be told what to do anymore. No. And I don't want to have my hand out for everything from the effing government. It's not your job. Leave me alone.
Right,
okay?
Exactly. Do your job, which is to protect the Constitution of the United States. Yes,
no.
Silly.
Rewrite it.
How ridiculous. Yes, rewrite it. Exactly right. You know, Anthony, interesting. Piers Morgan, your buddy, hit an all-time low last week. 48,000 viewers.
No, he has millions.
Yeah, 48,000 viewers. It was that bad.
He has millions.
Compared to Gun for Hire Radio's million listeners.
He has millions.
48,000.
I want to eye punch him so bad.
I think we blew past 48,000 our second week on the air, didn't we?
Yes. Second week.
Screw you, Pearson. And believe in the God we choose. Liberty reaching out to the world. Her flags of freedom unfurled.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. With 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Just walk out on the balcony and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers.
Ah, yes, Mr. Vice President. When did he get his NRA cred?
Let me tell you something. You know, business is booming with classes, and thank you for all our supporters and Gun for Hire family. But I'm getting that question in every class now. They're asking the vice president said through the window, people are asking that
question.
Yeah, well, new shooters, because they don't really know. And he, you know, from the second most powerful man in his country, he really screwed the pooch on this one, because that's a lot of misinformation out there. And I'm sure Rachel Maddow and everybody else thinks it's okay to do that.
Of course, which is crazy. Sure.
But I never noticed the Adam's apple on Rachel Maddow either, by the way. Did you notice that? So we're making sure that when we teach our classes, we're going over the legalities of what you can and cannot do. And make sure when you get reputable instruction that your instructors teach you the legalities of what you can and cannot do. Remember now, there is no clear-cut black and white with many things with deadly force. There's a lot of gray area.
Yeah.
But make sure that your instructors that are covering that, and if you have family members and loved ones that want to learn how to use a gun or anything else for self-defense, same thing. You know, when we teach our classes, we cover all of that. We answer all of the questions because you can get yourself into trouble. You know, all that that's in the back of your mind, just shoot through the door. God forbid you can shoot a family member or a loved one or a neighbor or something. Then you're going to go to jail for 30 years.
Be clear of your target and what's beyond it.
What a jackass. Mm. I want to talk about New Jersey Second Amendment Society, who's a sponsor of the show, and I want to make some announcements and talk about stuff. But we've been getting a lot of out-of-state people joining, and I want to thank them for their support.
Yes, thank you all very much.
Texas, California, Ohio, just keep them coming because we need your support. Frank and company is starting to spend a lot of money, and the website is nj2as.com. There's a Facebook page, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Get on the mailing list. Again, it's $35 a year, you cheap bastards. But a couple of things that's going on. Let me do the stock announcements that they send me all the time. They're having a Support the Second Amendment and Cyclist on Saturday, March 10th. That's where, you know, you're going to have to, you know, ride a bike or something like that.
I think they want everybody to go out. I think isn't it an anti-gun?
It's an anti in Frenchtown on March 10th, and they want everybody to go out and be pro-gun.
And carry signs.
And this is their whole Minuteman thing that they started. Yeah, carry signs, be polite. I think it's a great idea because we've been countering the antis at every rally, and we've been kicking their asses.
Yes, absolutely.
Outnumbering them. And that's on their
website. Outlasting them.
Yep, that's on the NJ2S website. And then the NJ2S to meet with Morris County Campaign for Liberty to discuss the relationship between liberty and the Second Amendment, which is Friday, March 15th. That's on the website. And next 2AS meeting is March 27th at the South Jersey Shooting Club in Winslow. And then NJ2S is still having a high school writing contest, which is pretty cool. And they're going to win stuff. Gun for Hire donated to that.
Very nice.
Frank Fiammingo and Bob Barish met with Senator Sweeney.
Really?
Well, because they have a better street cred now because of the rally and everything.
And the numbers.
Yes, the numbers.
Numbers.
So because of all of you that turned out in solidarity and supported us that day, and because of the people that couldn't make it that wrote a check and wrote letters and faxes and emails, Sweeney actually took time out of his busy schedule to meet with Frank and Bob. And listen to this, okay? And we had a meeting this afternoon with Senator Sweeney and his staff. The meeting was very cordial. We had a chance to discuss each bill and explain our reasons for opposition. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can say that unlike the Assembly, Senator Sweeney showed a sincere interest in our and your opinions. We are still providing some requested info that should help bolster our position on some of the bills, but I can report that you will not see the kind of disrespect from the Senate that we experience from the Assembly. We do not yet know which bills will make it to the Law and Public Safety Committee, but Senator Sweeney assures us that the NJ2S will be involved in the process and that we will see any bills and their amendments before they move on. Obviously, this is a huge improvement over the way we were previously treated in the Assembly. Bob and I will definitely keep you informed as we learn more about each bill as it moves forward, and any significant changes we become aware of. There was a general agreement that the emphasis in the Senate will be on making a clear distinction between the law-abiding gun owner when they do not see, which they do not see as a problem, and who's in those areas that can be tightened up to prevent the criminals and the criminally insane from using guns for violent purposes. This is why we support the New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Yes.
This is why we write, call, fax, go and freeze our asses off for rallies, go to committee meetings and stand out outside and freeze because we can't fit in the room because we showed our street cred at the Assembly.
Yep.
Bob and Frank get an audience with the Senate president. And he lets them go through every bill with his staff.
Because he's starting okay? to worry now.
Correct, correct. So he knows that, listen, it's going to be April or May
yep.
when these bills come up, and it's going to be warmer.
Yep.
All right? And we're going to show up 5,000, 10,000, 15,000, whatever we could muster up. And people are going to donate money so we can have ad campaigns, and we are going to kick ass. So support the New Jersey Second Amendment Society. The hammer and the anvil, baby. NJ2AS is the hammer.
Right. Absolutely. And it's that upstart organization, huh? Only a couple of years old.
Kicking ass.
Kicking ass. Absolutely. So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy other than the fact that you can't even get in the door?
Well, everybody is taking Utah carry permit now because Florida is no longer good. Non-resident Florida is no good in Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania. But, it's good everywhere else.
And Utah can't be removed easily as a reciprocal state because there's a statute of reciprocity. There would have to be a bill becomes a law signed by the governor. There was no statute for Florida and PA reciprocity, so the AG one signature got rid of it.
Wow.
So Utah is pretty much in the bag for an indeterminate amount of time. We're doing those at 14 locations around New Jersey right now, and we will deliver to you. Just send an email to Gun for Hire and we'll get your Utah done. For 3 to 4 hour class, we do everything from beginning to end, including mail it in with the application fee. 9 weeks later, you get your Utah carry permit. 11 locations right now. The other thing is we are now offering in May all new instructor courses, from basic instructor to all the basic courses, as well as personal protection inside and outside the home, student and instructor, nice. And NRA defensive pistol. They're on this calendar for May. Go in. All of those classes are a limited amount of people, so go in and sign up and leave your $25 deposit. The other thing is all Gun for Hire alumni retaking a class is 50% off. And if you're thinking about having a shooting party or event, we do a ton of them every weekend. Come on down, introduce those kids to shooting. This Sunday, we did an event with 40 Boy Scouts. I did the whole thing for free. Their parents were there. I used a Jedi mind trick to convert their parents. Okay? So I probably got 10 or 15 of them as gun people. Thank you for everything. I'm going back to my nappy.
And please, take a moment this week to call Anthony Imperato at Henry Rifles, area code 201-858-4400, and please urge him to sponsor Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the License of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barotti. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. We want to thank you so much for getting other people to waste yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio with you. We are now over 1 million listeners every week, thanks to you.